Well, I'll start with, the obvious, disappointing loss. We knew it was going to be a tough one coming up here, coming in here today. But just, I look at the game, just from our perspective, missed opportunities. I thought our defense played well, with the three takeaways. And really the time of possession got out of balance. And I felt like we were worn down there, particularly in the third quarter and into the fourth. Offensively, we did not establish the run game, particularly the way they were playing us on defense. So the specifics of that, obviously the video will answer all those questions. But I felt like we stay committed to the run, put a lot on Aaron there in the second half. Maybe should have went to the ball, gave him the ball completely earlier. That's something that I'll look at, and I'm sure you can write about. But special teams, wasn't really what I thought was going to be there either. So tough loss, but it's week three, 1-2. We dropped our first division game, and we will grow from this and learn from this and get ready for Chicago. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, you guys so good.
I'm sorry.
You've been so good offensively for so long. This is the fewest points you've ever put up in a game that Aaron has finished. What do you think was wrong offensively? I mean, this is just not you guys.
Well, I think the obvious is when you look at the run, you look at the protection, and you look at the pass. When you get into a one-dimensional game, you're playing uphill. So our inability to stay balanced was, I thought, the biggest obstacle that we encountered today.
Do you think there's something off with Eddie? And then what was your thought process after the fumble?
Well, we're not on, that's for sure. I thought the fumble, I haven't seen the video. I'm going off of pictures and stills. There's no excuse for that. It's 2 weeks in a row. We had a fumble on the first play, and we fumbled a second play. It's unacceptable. And on top of it, it turns into 7 points. We gave up 9 points on offense. Well, I played pretty much two shell. Didn't really get into the, you have your plays that you when you want to do it, and field position, down and distance, things like that. So that was part of it.
One of the knocks here in Detroit is the Detroit secondary. And you said you wanted to establish the run. I guess it appears that you try to attack what I guess people here perceive to be a weakness.
Well, I don't think football is really that simple. I think it's, you play to what you think that your strengths are. The way we play on offense, we take advantage of the defense. So, this game offensively was more about us not taking advantage of the defensive looks that they gave us.
Do you think Aaron's as sharp as he usually is? That fourth down is already. Yeah. I think that's where he usually goes for a touchdown.
Well, being on the other side, I didn't see the replay of it either, but I thought that the call and the adjustment he made was definitely on. And Jordy ran a good route. But I couldn't tell you about his footwork or protection, pocket, or any of that.
You guys, obviously, he's a franchise quarterback. If he's not playing at the top of his game, though, what do you do offensively? You kind of rely on him to be as good as he always is, right?
Well, we have a lot of good players on offense. And obviously, our system of offense is built around making the quarterback successful. We're not changing the way we approach the game of football, and I'm definitely not changing anything when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' responsibility. So I don't have a grade for you today.
Mike, are you confident calling everything you play with? I think you said after the Seattle game.
Yeah, no, we're confident calling everything our playbook. Yeah, we had, once again, you call plays, designed to give you the ability to play downhill based on a defensive call, and that's really what it's about.
You felt like that you should have been able to run the ball better against what they were showing.
Absolutely.
Do
absolutely.
So you call the running game after that, your own 1 yard line?
I'm sorry?
So you call that run play again at your own 1 yard line?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, how much did that safety hurt, though?
Oh, it was a total momentum. It was a total momentum swing back to Detroit. I mean, that's a huge play for them. You know, big interception by Devon, obviously long timeout. Just the way, you know, just the way it came down. They're definitely a big play in the game.
Did you think that was going to be ruled differently?
I don't have a replay, but based on what I saw live, with the momentum and based on where he caught it, and you know, you don't usually see those overturned like that. But I didn't have a look at it.
With no huddles functioning right now, are you thinking of mixing in a little bit of huddle, or do you still like?
Well, this, you know, you're talking about mechanics. I mean, whether you call plays, rolling every personnel or staying with a personnel, so that's really not an issue. I mean, I like to wear the mechanics of how we, game plan, get the play in, and this is more about execution, taking advantage of opportunities.
Like, you're always so even keeled, so I'm not going to ask you if you're frustrated. Are you surprised, given that you felt coming out of training camp, you felt really good about how you were coming out, mm-hmm. and how kind of a slow start to the season?
Well, yeah, no doubt. I thought our play style was high as it's been. I mean, I'm going off past training camp experiences, you know, which you can't really use. I mean, you have different opponents every year. You play two road games. I mean, so it's, they got a lot of different variables. But I know the type of training camp we had. The play style and the quality of play was about as high as it's ever been. But, I mean, we're talking about really a different season. I mean, preseason's a different season. These are the real games. The division games are the toughest games. Division roads on a road are the toughest. You know, new staff, new wrinkles, and things like that. But, you know, we have no excuses. I mean, we didn't – starting with me. I mean, this was not a good day for us.
Two more.
Because when you were preparing for the Lions, did some of the things that Levy can do, the 54, stand out to you at all in terms of covering slot guys, tight ends?
Yeah, I think Levy's clearly maybe their best or one of their best defensive players. I mean, we have a lot of respect for him, and he's been playing very well for a number of years. You know, he's starting to get the credit and the recognition he deserves. He's a hell of a football player.
Are there more and more guys who can do some of the things that he can do in pass coverage than what we may have believed?
Oh, shoot. Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's, I mean, football's different today than it was in 1993. I mean, just look at the way it's played. Yeah, definitely, it's a different game. I mean, back then, you had a 265-pound middle linebacker, so that doesn't exist anymore.
I know it's not much of a silver lining, but the way your defense played last night's series against the Jets, the way they played before the tire today, is that encouraging for a group that's got a lot of defense?
Yeah, it's definitely a group that got better. I mean, it's had a slow start, like you said. I mean, you kind of answer your own questions. So I thought there was a lot of productivity, but hey, at the end of the day, you know, we all get paid to play four quarters. So, but I thought they did it. I mean, they basically kept us going there for the first, you know, two and a half, three quarters.
Your data with Mike Ayers.
Say it again.
Your data with Mike Ayers has to do with you guys often call timeouts late in the first half, mm-hmm. on defense. It ended up not costing you points, but it could have. Even if the data says what it does,
that was a poor decision on my part. The timeout at the 17 seconds was there's too much risk in the decision. I took it. I was trying to create a long field goal opportunity for Mason because he had an incredible pregame. Wrong decision. Wouldn't do that again. The second poor decision on my part was not accepting, you know, just taking the tag and the penalty to the kickoff. That was their offsides on. So those are two game management decisions that I wish I had back.